Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA. And I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, Brain Stuff, it's Christian Sager here. Listen, I get anxious. You do too. But hey, it is a totally normal and healthy response that keeps us from doing things that might actually be dangerous, like sticking your hand in a fire, for instance. But when anxiety is so pervasive that it interferes with your daily life, it becomes a disorder. And most researchers believe that disorder begins in your brain. There's several types of anxiety disorders. Phobias, PTSD, and OCD are just a few. And some 40 million American adults suffer from an anxiety disorder, according to the National Institute of Mental Health. But let's focus today on general anxiety disorder, which affects close to 7 million adults and is twice as likely in women. You're constantly anticipating a threat or disaster that isn't actually present. Maybe you're worried about money, health, family, or work, and despite reality, you'll expect the worst. The symptoms include restlessness, fatigue, difficulty concentrating, irritability, muscle tension, and sleep disturbances. The symptoms officially become a disorder when you can't control your worry for at least 6 months. You may still be social or even employed, but people with general anxiety disorder can have difficulty carrying out even the simplest of daily activities. Experts believe that general anxiety disorder is caused by both biological factors and life experiences. Good old combination of nature and nurture. But anxiety is also recognized by many as an emotional response with neurobiological roots. Simply put, the neural pathways in our brain sometimes lead to irrational anxiety, and stressful situations encourage us to develop associations with those pathways by influencing which neurochemicals pass through them. The same way you learn to tie your shoe, you can also learn to be anxious. The neurons in your brain fire, and over time, they get wired together. One stressful thing, like being stuck in traffic, leads you to think of another stressful thing, like a car crash you once survived. And this activates a part of the brainstem called the locus coeruleus. This triggers the symptoms of anxiety by releasing norepinephrine into your spinal cord and parts of your brain, while hormones like adrenaline and cortisol spread through your body. It's supposed to initiate an analgesic response to suppress pain and initiate defense when you're under threat, like if you were actually in a car crash and injured. But when there isn't any actual threat, all we're left with is the jitters of anxiety. A couple other things about the brain contribute to anxiety. Researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital have found that people with a thicker ventromedial prefrontal cortex are less likely to get anxiety. Basically, some brains have more armor against anxiety-inducing situations than others. We don't have enough time in this episode for a full accounting of the treatments available for anxiety disorders, but you should know that only one-third of the people suffering from anxiety are actually getting help, even though it's highly manageable. Treatment usually involves a combination of cognitive behavioral therapy, aka talking to a therapist, and medications to relieve the symptoms. Other treatments include relaxation techniques like meditation, improved nutrition, exercise, and adequate sleep. Medications will change your brain chemistry temporarily, and some even dispute that. But they are not a cure for anxiety. For that, you'll need to change your neural pathways associations by learning new behaviors through therapy. This method of learning new everyday strategies can be slow going and repetitious, but scans show that you can literally change your brain with enough practice.
Check out the Brain Stuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.